Greetings and salutations, everybody. Thought I was recording. Apparently, I was not. But I had a lot of going on. Moved, got new hours, so haven't readily been available. So I'm going to talk about a movie that has been kind of controversial because of the feeling of that it was. They said it was done by AI. I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't know. It was just too weird. But we're talking about Late Night with the Devil. I personally went to go see this movie in theaters probably the second night that it came out. And to me, I found it absolutely amazing. I've actually watched it now because it's on Shudder and Prime. I've watched it at least two more times, and I've actually noticed things I didn't notice in the theater. So, for those of you that are not familiar with this film, it's kind of like a documentary type of thing, like found footage, I guess. It's kind of going back to like the Blair Witch, and sorry, I hate Paranormal Activity, that movie, but it's kind of going back to that shit. But the documentary is kind of revolves around an event that occurred on Halloween in 1977 during a live broadcast of Night Owls with Jack DeRoy. So it kind of is a comparison to, well, he competes for ratings with like Johnny Carson, you know, David Letterman, stuff like that. But there's also like a backstory that goes along with him. So they kind of talk about it in the beginning of the film that Jack is in connections with a group called The Groove, or he visits a place called The Groove. It's kind of a camp for like the rich and famous and powerful men, stuff like that. So they kind of go into it. They kind of go into that maybe there were sacrifices and weird things going on there. They don't really know. Sometime later, Jack's wife, Madeline, she ends up dying of cancer, even though she was never a smoker, and her death kind of has, like, a major effect, obviously, on her husband. So after her death, Jack kind of halts the production of the Night Owls, TV show, and you know, ratings start to decline. Obviously, if you're not on air, it's not gonna fit. So in order to kind of boost his ratings and his popularity and kind of get over on everybody, he decides to return and do like a special Halloween episode where, you know, it's an occult theme. So there's like a psychic, a medium, a magician, and then there's also a parapsychologist that claims to have a subject named Lily that is supposedly possessed. So during the broadcast, it kind of goes as normal. Like Christelle, which is the mind reader, you know, he does this thing, goes around, you know, making little guesses here and there. And then all of a sudden he has a premonition about someone named Minnie. And Jack, the host, reveals, well, that was like his nickname for his wife, Madeline. So he kind of goes into this weird like trance type of thing. And he talks to these people in the audience. And, you know, he's making those guesses that you would expect, like, you know, the skeptic. Did you have someone that passed away? Yes, I did. Are you mourning them? Like, he's doing that typical type of, thing. But later on, after there is, like, a wave of explosion and, like, some unknown type of things that go on, Christo becomes very sick and becomes to projectile vomit a black liquid. Later, you know, in the movie, he's rushed off during the commercial break to a hospital, and basically it's later revealed that he died. So he brings on a kind of like former magician that's kind of a dick. I'm not gonna be kind with him, but it's a former magician, a skeptic named Carmel Haig. He kind of like makes that, he does like, I guess, a thing where he's like, hey, I've got $100,000 or $1 million, something like that, where if you give me proof of possession or some sort of paranormal activity, you know, I'll sign my name on this check. So he's throughout the whole, you know, kind of time, he's going back and forth between Jack and the psychic or whatever, and he's like, oh, this is all explainable, blah blah blah. Kind of annoying. I kind of hated this character, but he was also enduring in a way, because you're like, okay, I see where he's going, because there's certain things that he's saying that you can kind of see. So eventually Jack brings out June, who introduces Lily, and she's the sole survivor of a mass suicide that was committed by a satanic church that was worshipped by Abaras. Sorry, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but she claims that she has like an entity living in her that she describes as Mr. Wiggles, and she says it's because that entity kind of wiggles his way into her mind and then wiggles his way out. So eventually Jack kind of convinces June, her quote-unquote handler, to conjure up what is living inside of Lily. So during that time, Mr. Wiggles eventually kind of reveals himself and levitates Lily in the chair, and then the electricity just goes but bonkers. And she kind of turns to Jack, the host of the show, Lily does. And, well, it's not she, it's Mr. quote-unquote Wiggles. And turns to him and says, Jack, I believe, you know, it's nice to see you again. We met under the tall trees. Now, mind you, during the opening of the show, they tell you that Jack belonged to this kind of like secret society, and they had done rituals and satanic rituals. So keep that in mind, because that kind of comes into play during this. So the doubter, Carmichael, kind of challenges June, her handler, to subject Jack's kind of sidekick Gus into a hypnotism demonstration, because he believes that June has put Lily under like a hypnotist, like kind of trance type of thing. And obviously it goes kind of haywire when he puts Gus under this. He fools everybody, because he does do hypnotism. So they play back the footage. And so Lily says, well, play back my footage if the TV doesn't lie, when she had levitated and went into the other voice and stuff. And it's still there. It's on the live camera of her being levitated and going into that trance. It's very, very crazy. But, so during, like, them kind of going through this debate, Jack kind of goes through the frame by frame, and he sees something, and he stops the footage and says, you know, kind of play back that footage, and he sees Madeline's ghost standing behind him. And Carmichael is like, oh, you're just orchestrating this whole thing, you know, you're just a big phony, blah blah blah. Lily becomes possessed again, and all of a sudden a bolt of lightning from the ceiling connects to her left hand, and the bolt from one of the television monitors collects to her other hand, Her head then does split open and begins to glow, and she uses those powers to, you know, kind of just do a destruction. I'm not gonna say where it ends because this is a great movie. It takes you for a fucking loop. Like, I don't know. I had to watch it, like I said, 3 times to kind of see the things that I had missed. And then also you kind of have to think about the things that you saw the first time and watch it again and be like, knowing those things in mind, kind of watch and understand there's certain characters that come up and there's certain things that you don't notice, but notice, I guess, but you just kind of like don't see. So I suggest watching it a few times because it's a great fucking movie. I'm not gonna lie. And there's just stuff that you just don't see. It's very, they do a very good job of bringing your attention to one area, but seeing something else from another area. It's very awesome. I suggest watching it. Go for it. It's awesome. And, yeah, so that's all I have for right now. I plan on coming back in maybe another week. I have a crazy schedule, but I enjoy reviewing this. Also, I'm going to be at Monsterpalooza at the end of May in Pasadena. So I will be out and about in my Tiffany Bride of Chucky costume. So if you guys are out there in Pasadena, come find me and say hello. And hope everybody has a great week and has had a great month. And until next time.